Senate Committee on Business, Professions, and Economic Development for our hearing on Wednesday, August 22nd. We have two bills on our file today. We will begin as a subcommittee since we have not been able to establish a quorum as of yet. And Senator Hernandez, would you like to present number two on our file, SB 762? Senator Hernandez, welcome and
thank you, Mr.
Please proceed at your convenience.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Current law requires an optometrist who has been certified to use therapeutic pharmaceutical agents to be certified for the administration of immunizations by completing an immunizations training program that is endorsed by the federal CDC. However, CDC does not endorse any training program. This effectively prevents them from administering immunizations as allowed in law. This bill would mitigate this by allowing immunization training programs to be endorsed by the CDC or the Accredited Council of Pharmacy Education. With that, I respectfully ask for my vote.
Good, thank you. Are there witnesses in support?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Cliff Berg here on behalf of the California Optometric Association. We are in support of the bill and urge your aye vote. It is a small fix of a training reference in the original legislation.
Very good, thank you. Other witnesses in support? Seeing and hearing no one, is there anyone here in opposition? I'm bringing it back to the committee. I agree. I think this is a small fix and something that will allow the optometrists to continue or to be able to do exactly what we want them to do, which is create greater access. Is there any discussion or questions from the Well, we will. We do have a quorum. Oh, we do have a quorum. I saw Senator Pan here. Yes, very good. Please call the roll.
Hill?
Here.
Fuller?
Here.
Fuller here. Allen? Dodd? Galgiani? Glaser? Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk here.
I'll move the bill.
Very good. We do have established a quorum, and we have a motion from Senator Fuller, the vice chair. Please call the roll. Would you like to close?
Ask for a vote.
Thank you very much.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Allen? Dodd? Galgiani? Glaser?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Five. We have five votes. We will hold the roll open for absent members. We'll move to item number one, SB 311. Dr. Pan. Welcome. So Glaser will not be here.
Glaser might not make it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So thank you, Chair, committee members. SB 311 was amended to clarify existing law to allow for tested cannabis products to go from licensed distributor to another licensed distributor. Due to the strict interpretation of the current law, the Bureau of Cannabis Control will no longer allow for approved cannabis products to go from one distributor to another. The original intent of the act was to ensure products are tested before entering the commercial market, not to prevent transferring of tested products between licensed distributors. This bill contains an urgency clause so the issue can be addressed this year to prevent unnecessary enforcement burden and backlog on the BCC. The BCC even recently released proposed amendments that are aligned with what this bill is trying to accomplish. To be clear, the bill only clarifies that a tested cannabis product can move from one distributor to another and does not address testing standards or enforcement issues. I respectfully ask for an aye vote and have witnesses in support.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Erin Norwood representing the Cannabis Distribution Association, consisting of over 40 members licensed in the state. First and foremost, we'd just like to thank the senator for all of his work on this critical issue. As the senator indicated, this bill is a simple clarifying measure that simply furthers the intent of the legislature to allow tested and packaged products to be transferred from one distributor to another prior to retail sale. Due to the sheer size and scope of the state, it's imperative that California have a robust distribution network to support the legal marketplace. Without the ability to move products through a network of distributors, there'll be significant bottlenecks in getting product to the retail marketplace, and access to safe, compliant product to consumers could be compromised. And for these reasons, we ask your support of SB 311. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair members. Jason Bryant on behalf of the California Growers Association. We are in support. Thank you.
Good morning. Melanie Cuevas with the Quintana Cruz Company on behalf of the California Cannabis Manufacturers Association in strong support. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Katie Maple on behalf of We Drop Cannabis Delivery in support. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Matt Braun, behalf of the Teamsters in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Broad. Good morning.
Mr. Chair and members, Amy Jenkins on behalf of the California Cannabis Industry Association and Canacraft in strong support.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Rand Martin on behalf of CMG Caliva in strong support. Thank you.
Tony Boo on behalf of River Distributing and Canna Realty here in support.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Paul Smith, the Rural Counties Association. We're in strong support. This is really important to even the local governments, even though this may look like an industry discussion. This is very important to the cultivating counties of the state, and that's why we're engaged in this.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Max Michalos on behalf of Flo Conna and the California Cannabis Delivery Alliance in support.
Thank you very much. Others in support? Is there anyone here in opposition? Please come forward. Mr. Aprea, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Mark Aprea, I'm here on behalf of our client, C4 Distro. It is an independent distributor, having begun earlier this year, and having always worked in the white market. I think the question before us today is not whether we should allow distro-to-distro transfer. To be clear, our client is not opposed to the distro-to-distro transfer. Rather, we're concerned about the lack of control and the ability to ensure consumers receive a good product at the end of the distribution chain. So the question we need to ask is more simply, do we allow distro-to-distro transfer without compensating for the broader problems that may be caused by that? Existing law, as was stated by the author, allows currently only for distributors to sell to retailers. In systems or distribution logic, this is called a control point. In the current version of our cannabis system, that is pre-track and trace, we have only one control point, and that is at the point of distribution where both the product is tested and where it is taxed. As you elongate that distribution system, there are greater and greater opportunities for tainted product to come in or untaxed product to come in. So control points are used by systems operators to monitor health and control for bad actors, whether they are bad actors because they want to subvert the rules or don't know how to comply. Regardless of the assurances the proponents of this bill provide, everyone knows that the current cannabis landscape is full of bad actors and that it lacks enforcement. Just yesterday, State Controller Betty Yee said, "Pot growers and retailers grousing about taxes and regulation need to accept that legalization of recreational weed carries social obligations. They have an adversarial relationship with law enforcement, so it's not the easiest conversation to have." And on behalf of our client, we think that we need to have that conversation. The people have spoken, they want to have legalized cannabis, but they haven't asked for a system fraught with problems. So for us to move forward with legislation that doesn't compensate for that distribution, we believe is naive. And without track and trace being currently up and operational, we believe this system lacks integrity. The early evidence is rampant with mistakes and cheating, which is natural for an industry that is in transition. Columnist Joe Matthews summed it up nicely last week when he said, SB 311 is backed by distributors and other parts of the cannabis industry for a number of reasons, but their real game is to reduce the cost of being legal, which is certainly a valid objective, but not at the cost of consumer safety. He continues, this is not good. Testing is costly, but testing is also one of those things that are proper in a legal marketplace. We had submitted proposed amendments to the author's office that would provide for testing by the last distributor before that gets sold to retailers. And we believe that that would ensure that product is not tainted, that it is what the consumer is buying, that is ensuring that the potency is what's being paid for, that it's clean, and that the taxes are being paid and remitted to the state. Unfortunately, those amendments were not accepted by the author, and therefore we have to ask for your no vote. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Oprea. Are there others here in opposition? Seeing and hearing no one, bring it back to the committee. Senator Pan, would you like to respond to Mr. Oprea's concerns and the issues raised by him?
I would be happy to.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the opposition's concern about an approved product getting into the system. I would make note that under this bill, what would happen, because this sits within existing law, is that when product enters the distribution system, and we've already passed laws and there's regulations about testing and packaging to prevent tampering and certification, that when it enters the distribution system is when it gets tested. So by then, the has to be in the appropriate packaging, be certified, and then it would be able to move within the distribution system. I would make note that in the absence of this law, what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is that if you can't go distributor to distributor, and you have a distributor, let's say it's up in Northern California, and they're trying to sell to a retailer down in Southern California, the product may be sitting in a truck, you know, on the roadside somewhere, while it's because there's no other secondary distributor to hold the product. I'm not sure that that's more secure than having another who has to be licensed. The distributor is not anyone who opens up a store that it's actually taking possession and holding it. I agree that there certainly have been some delays in. And for, you know, like track and trace and so forth, and that's good. That's very important. But this bill is not, is not the vehicle to try to basically speed up all the enforcement mechanisms. Those we've already passed in the law, so that's something the agencies need to do. But I would argue that actually what is going on is that. It's safer to allow licensed distributors to be able to move product that's already been tested and certified from distributor to distributor than to have the workarounds that will probably happen if this clarification, this bill, is not passed. So with that, I would certainly urge an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you very much, Senator Pan. Questions or comments? We have a motion from Senator Hernandez. We do have a close from Senator Pan. Please call the roll.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller? Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer? Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
We have six votes. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we will call we'll open the roll on item number 2, SB 762. Please call the absent members.
Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye.
Aye. You were right.
Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Glazer? Seven.
So it has seven votes. We'll hold the roll open, and we'll continue to hold the roll open for absent members. We will open the roll for the absent members. Please call the roll on item number 1, SB 311.
Fuller, Allen, Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye.
Very good. We will hold the, continue to hold the roll open on that. Item number two, SB 762. Please call the absent member.
Allen. Glazer.
Aye.
Glazer, aye. 8-0.
Okay. We will continue to hold the roll open. We will reconvene the Business and Professions Committee hearing for this morning, and we have two bills continued. And if we could call the absent members on item number one, SB 311. Please call the absent member.
Current vote is 7-0. Fuller, Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye.
Vote is 8-0, and we'll close the roll on item number one. Item number two, SB 762, by Senator Hernandez. Please call the absent members.
Current votes 8-0. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye.
9-0, that bill is out. That concludes our Senate committee hearing for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.